Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, we have come now to what we might consider to be the last section of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And what are we dealing with? Well, the same general subject that we were dealing with in the first part of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And what would that be? Well, that would be the same thing that we were dealing with in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Because all of chapter 10 and all of chapter 11 deals with Paul's answering his critics and with Paul doing what he calls boasting in response to his critics and their criticism. And Paul clearly does not want to do this. He considers it to be very distasteful, and yet he tells us that there are times when it is appropriate and necessary, and this is clearly one of those times. So if you are a little bit tired of this particular subject, bear with me. This is what happens in exposition, consecutive exposition. Taking a whole book of the Bible and then taking it verse by verse, verse by verse, verse by verse, verse by verse, skipping nothing all the way through. And so since the Holy Spirit of God devoted these two chapters to that subject, and that's not the first time we've seen the subject either. These two chapters at this particular time, but he's addressed the same thing in previous chapters, and so it has to be important, even if we don't think it's important. We've got to change our mind to correspond with God's revealed will. This is how we learn the mind of God, is by studying the revelation which He has given. And if we're weary of it, then we need to ask the Lord to help us to gird up the loins of our mind and not be wearied by His eternal, inspired, infallible Word, which is the Word of the living God that He has spoken to us. And so thank you for joining me on this Monday, September 11. And don't forget, we are in need of your financial support to teach God's Word on this station. Well, let's see. We're jumping into the chapter at verse 16. We've actually covered verses 16 through 18, and what have we found? And I'm just going to review. I'm not even going to read the verses, but just summarize what we found in those verses. And we find, first of all, that Paul makes it clear that this boasting is not his normal practice. And furthermore, he tells us, that's verse 16, that his boasting is not his normal practice. And secondly, that his boasting is not Christ-like. He recognizes that. Not that it's un-Christ-like. But it's not something that Christ did, and yet Paul finds himself required to do it. And so he does it, but he makes it clear, I'm not following the example of Christ in this, but he clearly is following the direction of the Holy Spirit in his life as an authorized apostle of Jesus Christ in this. And that's why he tells us in verse 18 that his boasting is necessary. Though it is not his normal practice, though it is not something that you'll find expressed in the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is nevertheless necessary in this situation because the health of the churches, or the church rather, at Corinth, and the Christians who were members of that church is at stake. So moving from Paul justifying his boasting in verses 16 through 18, we find Paul expressing his concern, or maybe I should say concerns, plural, in verses 19 through 21. And now I shall read. Verse 19. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. Verse 20. For you put up with it if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. Verse 21. To our shame, I say, that we are too weak for that. But in whatever anyone else is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Whew, these are interesting verses and in some ways difficult verses, but I think we can understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to us here. And what he says, first of all, in verse 19, is that the Corinthians were being favorably impressed by carnal boasters. That's what made Paul's answer to these critics and his exposure of their false boasting and his own boasting, which is really just reminding them of his calling and appointment and gifts and credentials in the place of the empty boasts of the critics. But the problem is that the Corinthians were favorably impressed by carnal boasters. They thought, these Corinthian church members, they thought they were wise, but they weren't. But did you catch that in verse 19? For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. Now, you've got to understand, that is sarcasm. Since you yourselves are wise, ha ha ha, since you yourselves think yourselves to be wise, but you surely are not. I heard someone say, this goes back a good number of years now, but I heard someone say, Christians should never use sarcasm. And my response is, you didn't get that memo to Paul. He didn't know that because he did it, he started to say frequently. I don't know. I guess to say that he did it frequently is itself sort of a subjective opinion, because the objective analysis could tell you exactly how often he did it, and I don't know how often that is. But looking at the objective statistics, some would look at that and say, well, that wasn't all that often, and others would say, well, that was pretty often. But it does seem to me that the Apostle Paul employed the tactic, the use of sarcasm on a number of occasions, and this is one of them. You put up with fools gladly. That's a reference to the critics who think themselves wise, but they are actually fools. But for you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. Don't you see that the sarcasm is evident? Because when you think that through, Paul has identified the ones that they are listening to as fools. And he's saying, you do that because you are wise? You might put a question mark there. My Bible has an exclamation point. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise, exclamation point. But the punctuation is not found in the originals. That's been added as a, well, as a matter of translation. A translation opinion, that this is an emphatic statement, since you yourselves are wise, exclamation point. But I think a reasonable case could be made for putting a question mark there. For you put up with fools gladly, comma, since you yourselves are wise? Is that really a manifestation of wisdom? That you're putting up with fools? Of course not. You can see clearly what Paul is saying. even though his statement sounds like he, if you just read it on the surface, it sounds like he's saying, you folks are wise, but he's not saying, you folks are wise. He's saying, you folks can't possibly be wise, though you may think yourselves to be wise, but if you were wise, you wouldn't be putting up with fools. If you were wise, you would recognize these critics to be fools instead of your thinking that they are honorable and impressive and somebody that we should listen to and follow. And he says, if you're thinking that about people who obviously and clearly are fools, which is revealed by what they say, which is contrary to the Word of God, it's contrary to truth, so they can't be wise, they can't be impressive, they can't be honorable, they can't be somebody that true Christians should have anything to do with and should listen to for 5 seconds, but here you are doing that. And they are clearly fools, and I've showed that to you. I've made it plain. I've explained to you why they are fools. And you're following these people who are fools, and you think you're doing so because you're wise. You think that you have listened to them, and you have been impressed by them. And you think your sense of, what should I say, your sense of judgment in this matter is the right one. But you have strayed from the only true standard of judgment, which is God's infallible word. If you were judging them according to the word of God, you wouldn't have come to that conclusion, since you have in your minds thought these people are right and weighty and honorable, and you think that you have figured that out by your own deduction. You've come to this opinion, and now that you have arrived at this opinion, you believe that it is correct. You believe that it demonstrates your wisdom. You believe that you have the ability to discern things like this. I have heard a lot of people over the years who have told me that God has given them the gift of discernment. And, of course, if somebody just makes that statement to you and you don't know them, you can't really judge whether that's a valid statement or not. It's an assertion on their part, and who can affirm it or deny it. But over the course of time, if this is somebody that you have ongoing relationships with, if it's somebody in your church that you can fellowship with and converse with over a period of time, and if over a period of months and years you hear them making statements and accepting opinions of people who clearly are saying and doing things that are contrary to the Word of God, but they have discerned with their gift of discernment, they have discerned that these are valuable voices in the world today, then what they have done is demonstrated that they don't have the gift of discernment, but they clearly are puffed up with pride and think they have a gift which they don't have. Judged by the standard of God's word, you can see that they have anything but the gift of discernment. They're being deceived. They're foolish. They're unwise. But they think themselves to be wise. They think themselves to be wiser than others because somehow they have convinced themselves, and maybe somebody else has encouraged them to think this way. They think that they have the gift of discernment, and not everybody else does, but they do, so that makes them wiser than others. Well, that's what Paul is saying here about the Corinthians. Yes, you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. Think that through, folks, and come back tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.